Sanders, Ocasio-Cortez push bill to ban fracking nationwide by 2025. By Hannah Blow on February 3, 2020. An anti-fracking bill crafted by Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, aims to end the practice altogether, making it illegal on all onshore and offshore land in the United States by January 1, 2025. Left-wing actor Mark Ruffalo teased the bill last week, allowing Sanders to jokingly knock him for ruining the surprise of the new fracking legislation. "I don't mind if it Mark Ruffalo spoils his own movies. But please, don't ruin the surprise of our new legislation with Rep. Etok, at Sen Jeff Merkley and at Rep. Aaron Soto," Sanders wrote with an accompanying clip of the Avengers actor evidently spoiling the upcoming legislation. The bill, according to The Hill, aims to end fracking altogether, revoking permits for wells where fracking takes place and that are within 2,500 feet of a home, school or other inhabited structure beginning February 1, 2021. It would also immediately prevent federal agencies from issuing federal permits for expanded fracking, new pipelines, new natural gas or oil export terminals and other gas and oil infrastructure. It would make the practice, which Ocasio-Cortez has identified as the leading contributor to our climate emergency, illegal by January 1, 2025. "Fracking is a danger to our water supply. It's a danger to the air we breathe, it has resulted in more earthquakes. And it's highly explosive," Sanders said in a statement, according to The Hill. "To top it all off, it's contributing to climate change. If we are serious about clean air and drinking water, if we are serious about combating climate change, the only safe and sane way to move forward is to ban fracking nationwide," he continued. Critics of Sanders have defended the practice, warning that its elimination would spike household energy costs and hurt farmers and manufacturers. American Petroleum Institute spokeswoman Bethany Ehrenhult told The Hill, "Banning a safe, successful method of developing energy would erase a generation of American energy progress and in the process destroy millions of U.S. jobs, spike household energy costs and hurt farmers and manufacturers. Thanks to fracking, the United States is the global leader in reducing carbon emissions," Representative Paul Gosar, ARAS, tweeted in response to the announcement. Sanders has long maintained the need for the elimination of fracking, promising to ban it during his presidential bid in 2016. "If I win, we are going to ban fracking all across this country," Sanders said at the time. That call has carried over to his current presidential campaign as well. In September, Sanders called on his colleagues to support a ban. "Any proposal to avert the climate crisis must include a full fracking ban on public and private lands," Sanders stated, dismissing safe fracking as pure fiction. Similarly, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, has vowed to ban fracking everywhere.